Refugees often flee their home countries to escape violence or civil war. But for some, the U.S. hasn't been the haven they expected. Refugees in Idaho are recovering from a vicious stabbing attack earlier this summer that killed a 3-year-old girl and injured 8 others. Boise State Public Radio's Amanda Peacher reports.
Fatima Aboud explains her wedding song to me. It's all queued up on her phone.
It's like welcoming Fatima in with the people. They're just to like come in and just get in your happiness with you and stuff.
Aboud's wedding was supposed to happen on July 1st. She had everything ready the night before, lace and flowers on the table, trays and trays of baklava. But that evening, a transient man went on a stabbing rampage in the apartment complex where she used to live.
The woman that got stabbed in her neck was like our neighbor for like 4 years.
Some of the victims were invited to the wedding. Aboud and her fiancé, Awalid Abdullah, decided to postpone the ceremony.
And we shouldn't celebrate while they're in the hospital, you know, suffering.
Both Aboud and Abdullah fled Iraq a few years ago. Back then, there was regular bombing and violence on the streets. Aboud's father was almost kidnapped twice. Many refugees have similar stories. So when violence happens in their new homes,
it's re-traumatizing.
April Masaryk is an assistant professor of psychological science at Boise State University.
You get to your place of refuge only to find out that you may not be safe.
People react differently to stress. So Masaryk is careful not to make generalizations about refugees or immigrants.
Worst case scenario, really, is that they live a life with the effects of the trauma every day. So this could be depressive symptoms, anxiety, hypervigilance.
The stress can also create physical symptoms.
I feel all my muscles, like all my body is hurting.
That's Iraqi refugee Nida Jazim. Her family is close to some of the victims. She says the stabbing triggered past trauma.
Which I think I'm not over it. Like it's in the back of my head. Like I come back whenever there's something triggered.
She gets flashbacks of the horror she fled from in Iraq. Car bombs behind you as you drive to work. Neighbors who disappear without a trace. Murders on the street right in front of you.
I bring something bad from the memory. People killing like this. This take me back to what happened. Sorry. Is this happening here now?
Hate crimes against Muslims in the U.S. rose sharply from 2015 to 2016, according to a Pew Research analysis of FBI statistics. Boise police have said that there's no evidence that the suspect was specifically targeting refugees or Muslims. Jazim knows that, but there's still this question that haunts her.
It's a guy, he has problems, but in my head I'm like, but why all of them refugees?
Refugees in Boise have been supporting each other through the trauma. There are gatherings with the families of the victims, where people share food and coffee and stories. Nida Jazim has been most focused on her elderly parents, who have been anxious since the attack.
You know, when you focus on somebody else, you forget about yourself.
Jazim also points out that people who have experienced ongoing trauma are resilient and are used to supporting one another.
If you live this kind of life, you have to help a person, like... And this is why we are human. Like, you need to help each other.
For NPR News, I'm Amanda Peacher in Boise.